of God. In Jesus' name. Stand up a few minutes. I want you understanding the power of being a meditator. Understanding the power of being a meditator. A definition that can bring a shift in your life. Meditators knows how they are piercing the spirit world, penetrating the spirit world. As you sit there, we're going to go to Joshua 1:8. We'll look at that. As you sit there meditating, you pierce the spirit world, penetrate the spirit world, go deeper into the spirit realm. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
You go deep into the spirit realm. It's actually piercing the realm of the supernatural. Could call to mind. Piercing the spirit world, piercing the realm of the supernatural. Going beyond the words that you're looking at. Going down in and really coming in contact with God's voice. With personal and proper instruction for every situation. We're talking about being a meditator. Again, I want you to say, piercing this meditation mean piercing the spirit world, penetrate, punching a hole in it, going deeper. Knocking the turf off.
Yes, sir.
You know, you can know the scripture, you can quote the scripture, but that's just the turf.
Yes, sir.
But as a meditator, the Holy Spirit start drilling the scripture for you. Not only drilling you, the scripture for you, but the Holy Spirit start putting you in that hole of revelation, understanding, intimacy with God. You get closer and closer. I'll tell you tonight, piercing the rim of the supernatural, you have no idea where you're about to go. I've been, like I said, I often mention, I've been 51 years studying the Word, and I've seen some places today that I haven't been before. So let's turn to Joshua 1:8. We're going to sit down a minute. Joshua 1:8. Give us a panorama view of being deeper in the spirit. What I said?
Deeper in the spirit.
Deeper in the spirit. Now, once you taste that realm, there's no going back. Once you taste that realm. Once you go deeper than the normal pattern, in a personal conversation with God, God shows up, Jesus shows up, the Holy Spirit shows up, angels shows up. Anybody tell you about no sin? You don't want sin no more. Sin is so sad when you see the real thing. I'm telling you, when you see the real functioning of God and the real relationship. So here in Joshua, now he tells us in his 8th verse how you prosper. And he's not talking about worldly success. Because he called it good success. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me read it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, that's that word, that's that piercing, in the spirit realm, therein day and night, that thou may, and the reason you're doing it, and if you don't meditate it, you're not going to be able to do the rest of the verse. Oh, my goodness. You ain't saying about reading it? Memorizing it, meditating, And now we see that meditating is penetrated. Piercing. Getting the trash out of the way. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Not that you want to do it, it's because Satan has blockage. He don't want you to go to find out that you are his ruler. Ah! You are satanic rulers. You ran over Satan before I gave you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy, do you no harm. But to do that, you're going to have to be aware of a rim in the spirit. What I said? Be aware of a rim in the spirit. Not just a church goer, not just a church member, you know, knowing how to talk with God, walk with God, wait on God.
Yes, sir.
It's real powerful. Now, it's, oh my. Now, so he said, if you do that, I'll start it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The prosperity or the prosperous life and the success is because you have gone deeper than the natural. You have gone deeper than ritual. You have gone deeper than religion. You have gone deeper than a message being preached to you. Real eloquent, real plain, got a lot of points to it, no anointing. The anointing is the only thing that can penetrate. And so if it don't come out of an anointed mouth, an anointed ear, ain't got nothing to listen to. Okay? So we're going to look at another scripture now, and then we'll probably sit down and look at another scripture that going to give us five things. Sit down, because you got it right. Five things that is about to shift you into another world. You, listen to me. Listen, in here and online. You, tonight, you about to be shifted into another world. Your spiritual Christian friends are not going to know you. You're going to be seen different.
Yes, sir.
Talking different,
yes.
Walking different.
Yes.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is about to take us some places,
yes,
that, oh my. I almost said outstanding, but I don't know if this is the word, instanding. In places. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1, and I'm gonna try to give you five things out of this reading here. That we're gonna read it. I ain't gonna give you the voice. I'm gonna just give you five things. Then I'm gonna give you the voice. Five things of being in the spirit, number one. Number two is having the capability of hearing in the spirit. Number three is having the ability of seeing in the spirit. The scripture we're about to read is going to give us that. Number four, you all got to learn how to do this. While I tell you, have some computer stuff, and you need a notepad so you can write something. Writing in the spirit. So my greatest moment is things I wrote in the spirit. God spoke to me, and I wrote it down. And 7 months later, I opened that thing up. It was the answer to what I was dealing with then. All right. And then after those four stages, you're now ready to speak in the spirit. After those four stages. You're going to see it in this text. We looked at one part of it. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. But we didn't look at all of these five. All right, here in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. You there?
Yes, sir.
And heard, look what he said next. I was in the spirit after that, what he said. I heard something. See, you don't go in the spirit and don't hear something.
Amen.
See, but now, before you can hear something, in the spirit, you got to be in the spirit.
Amen.
What he said first, I was in the spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and that would cause me to hear. Come on now.
Yes,
so just because you're reading the Bible don't mean you're in the spirit.
Yes.
Remember the word piercing from now on. Remember, you don't just walk in the spirit. You got to pierce yourself your way in the spirit. In other words, you have to spend enough time that the Holy Spirit can usher you into the presence of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened here. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice. You heard the voice because you're in the spirit, right? As of a trumpet, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest. You're not only hearing now. You've got to appoint. Whoop-ah! You got to appoint in the spirit that you've seen in another realm. How far you want to go? You should have said all the way. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are at Asia, and to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and all unto Sardis, and Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice. What? That spoke with me. You see them five things?
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, meditating, as a meditator, you're piercing the spirit world that normal reading can't do. Meditation carried a word, salah.
Pause.
Stop. Wait a minute. Don't go. Stay right here. And then you get down, and then the Lord can come out of that scripture or pull you into the scripture and speak to you things you never heard before. Now, it's going to get deeper, I'm telling you right now. Let me make a statement to you. Meditating is knowing how to get in and hold yourself in the presence and plan of God. Meditating is knowing how to get in and hold yourself in the presence and plan of God. Can't fail. When you're in the presence and the plan of God, you can't fail. And so meditation bring you into, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That dimension. That's why in Joshua 1:8, he says, you cause your way to prosper and have good success. It brings you into a dimension that the average Christian will never see because they don't really know what meditation is. Because it's two places, meditating and praying in the spirit, is the two places that you penetrate. Really, really go into God's presence and get an answer, a supernatural answer. How many of y'all would like a supernatural answer? You know what a supernatural answer means? Ain't nothing gonna stop us. You are designed to get supernatural answers when you pray and when you read the scriptures. Answers that can change anything.
Yep.
Change any situation. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this very carefully. You're going to see it. The 23rd Psalm is a meditative contract. You cannot read and draw from the 23rd Psalm unless you're a meditator. It is too deep for normal reading. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You got to be down to get that. Then all the other benefits, making me lay down in green pasture, leading me beside the still water. That's a meditator.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's not somebody out here getting all this whipping we getting.
Yeah.
How many times has you read the 23rd Psalm? Probably 80,000 times. And when you going to live in it? Surely. Goodness. And mercy. Shall follow me in December. So when something look like it's going wrong, you got to know it got to turn out right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You call that anointing.
Yes, sir.
Call that destroying the yoke.
Yes, sir.
That Satan tried to put on you. All right. And I'll probably get back to the 23rd Psalm and go through it. Most Christians have never experienced being a true mediator, meditator. Never experienced it. Matter of fact, we find out, so we're going to find some things out that we haven't been doing. Left too fast. Watch it. When you're meditating, Satan will try to slip in and tell you something and tell you it's deep. So, meditators has to wear an discerning anointing. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meditators are discerners. They discern no matter how close it sounds like the truth. They know the truth.
Yes, sir.
So they won't leave. See, Satan wants you to leave early to think you have something that you don't have.
Yeah.
And he's still going to whip you.
Yes.
Be still. And know that I'm God.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So I said, and then this is a sort of an indictment, but most Christians have never experienced real meditation. Because you stay there until you pierce the spirit world. You stay there until you get in the presence of God. God is present. But there's a covering over it. That there's a satanic scarf over the Bible. That's why a Christian got to know how to pray in the spirit and know how to meditate. All right. I got to tell you this. There's a lot of things that you have read is not at work for you. And the reason it is because you can't fully agree with it. And the reason you can't fully agree with it, you didn't go deep enough in the spirit. They got some nice verses in the Bible. They say some, all things work together for good for them that love God. That don't happen automatically. You got to, you know, you got to get rid of your infirmities. You can't get Romans 8:28 without 26 and 27. See? And so we pick these nice scriptures and court them and think they're going to work, but they only functionize as we functioning in the spirit deep enough. And as a meditator, that's how you get there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's good teaching.
That's good teaching.
Don't sit here regularly like we're in a Wednesday night Bible study. I told you these now are impartation settings.
Yes, sir.
Apostolically, those of you who are wise enough to be here and online, wise enough to be here, you're shifting into another realm in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to begin to live an Ephesians 4:11-16 life.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to know how to do it yourself. What about that piercing in the spirit world? How you like that? Piercing. Meditation is piercing. It's drilling a hole in the spirit world. You follow what I'm saying? But you got to stay there long enough. You see, I've done construction work. I never use it. My brother used to protect me so much. I never use a jackhammer too much. But a jackhammer, you don't just... No, you got to keep... And you get shook up a little bit. But finally, you're gonna bust that concrete.
Yeah.
And you're going to be where you want to go.
Yes.
See? Yeah. See? So y'all got to start using the jackhammer.
Yes, sir.
Let Satan run your way as if there's nothing down there.
Yeah.
He really don't want you to see what's in that scripture you're looking at. But you stay there and keep drilling. I didn't say nothing but no feeling.
Yeah.
The feeling will come.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can get happy and the glory will come on you. But it don't. I'm not basing this on feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm not basing this on fact. What I'm basing it on? No, I'm not basing it on feeling. I'm not basing it on fact. What I'm basing it on? T-R- We saying you should know what it do to you. Now you can't think knowing the truth is knowing the scripture by English, by memorizing it. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. You ain't free because of that. You have to penetrate that. Now two things happen. You penetrating and being penetrated. Because there might be a little sweeping that need to be done. Satan might have something in there blocking you.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit can get in there and move that out the way.
Yeah.
Then you really can see and understand and receive clearly.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not in Sunday school.
Right.
Y'all about to walk like an apostle. Walking in the Spirit.
Yes.
Changing things. Seeing changes. Not just saying it. But sin changes, manifest in your life.
Yeah.
Peace come upon you.
Yeah.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength.
Yes.
You're supposed to have peace, no matter what's going on around you, no matter who turned their back on you, no matter what the situation is. I'm trusting God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Not in him in all your ways. What happened? He'll direct your path.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
So, the anointing that the Lord want to put on you in these classes is the meditative anointing. That you know how to drill. You know how to pierce. You know how to stay there until God talk back to you.
Yes, sir.
Boy, if anything Satan don't want you to know. He don't want you to know about being no meditator. Not the real aspect of it. You got all kind of books wrote about it. But I'm talking about revelation. When the Lord told me, I was sitting on the porch, he said, meditation is piercing. You stay there till you pierce the spirit world. You break out of the senses. You break out of the computer. And you get into the real spirit world. You break out all these psychological answers they're trying to give you.
Yeah.
and you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I say, and you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let me say it again. And I say, you hear the, what I say? For yourself. We have so many substitutes, it almost seems impossible, what I'm saying, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit for yourself. You see what I'm saying? We got so many substitutes, and we got so many books we can read, but we got to come back to the Bible. I've read thousands of books. I got books. I got four or five libraries in my house. I've read all kind of books. Read. I read all day long. Now, to keep us up these 45, 50 minutes we're going here, everything I'm saying is confirming, understanding the power of being a meditator. And I said, to give you understanding what it means, I don't know what you find this in the book, it's you piercing the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
Going deeper into the presence of God. Ooh, hallelujah. What I said, going where?
Deeper.
Ooh, my. How many of y'all want to go there?
Yes,
all of us. I know you're Christian, you want to go there. You got to be dumb and piercing, and then piercing the rim of the supernatural. Other words, satanic. Supernatural can go only to a certain level. Because Satan, he has demonic power. But those of us who meditate overrules him completely.
Yes, sir.
Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But you got to participate. He give us meditation for a reason. There's certain, we got a part to play. God's not going to do everything. We got a part to play. You follow what I'm saying? All right. Therefore, a lot of things you have read are not at work for you. A lot of scriptures, you know they're not at work. Why? They haven't talked to you yet. They're waiting on you. Now, what I want from these teaching and impartation, what I say teaching and impartation, right?
Yes, sir.
From these teaching and impartation, the apostolic mantle and anointing are going to be released in your life. And what I'm saying about, I'm not trying to elevate the apostle. I'm trying to elevate how God set it up. And I'm trying to expose and reveal why, to a certain degree, we're so far behind. Your days of wondering and wandering are over. Because as soon as you know you got to deal with something, you need to take your Bible up. And when you pick that Bible up, the Holy Spirit is ready to tell you where to meditate. When you meditate, you're going to pierce in there. And you're going to go in there and put on the whole arm of God.
Yes,
you can't put it on just by reading it. A meditator can put the arm of God on.
Yes,
a reader can't. See, we talk about all the benefits of the scriptures are hidden. So it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to take fellowship. Meditation carry a romantic connotation. You don't just hug him and leave him. Hold on to him. Talk to me. Tell me what to do. You imagine God put himself in a position that we can hug him, that we can hold on to him. He there. He ready for it. Now, I'll tell you, go ahead and test it out. Whatever you're dealing with, test it out. Say, Lord, give me a scripture. I'm going to hug you. And I want to hear what you're saying. I don't want to just run off with a scripture. But I want to take you, the Holy Ghost, take you, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the blood, the cross, grace, goodness, mercy. I want to take all them with me. Solid faith and grace will be your lifestyle. No more religious substitution. Your real sonship will manifest in every situation. Wow. You heard that? I ain't give you the first point yet. The meditator revelation and victorious life has not been taught enough to the body of Christ. Let me get it again. The meditator revelation and victorious life has not been taught enough to the body of Christ. What is it? Never losing. Never losing. That's what it is. Never losing. Why? Meditation is about revelation, relationship, and reigning in life. Three R's. Yes, sir. Revelation, relationship. Now, I'm going to give you about 13 messages tonight. Revelation, relationship, and reigning. Life. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I heard the Holy Ghost say to tell you this. Never stop searching, because there's always more.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can meditate a scripture for 15 years and go back to 16 years. And God will jump out there with something else. Say, one scripture. Oh, my. You're going to like this one. I said, never stop searching, right?
Yes, sir.
But there's always more, right?
Yes, sir.
Remember that, okay?
Yes, sir.
Stand at the same level is not for meditators. I don't want to see you next year in the same condition. Get out of my face. You just been wasting. You waste all 12 months last year of my time. You still in the same position, still having the same problem. I know I've said something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
To get you out of that condition.
Yes,
and you saying, I can't get rid of it. Shut up. Lift your hand. I'm going deeper.
In the spirit world.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm trying to get somewhere. Meditator locates the snakes and fakes around you and show you how to deal with them. Snakes and fakes. And show you how to deal with them. Y'all, you got some. Oh, yeah, you in this world? You got some, baby. You don't tell me, I hear about it. All right. Start reviewing it to him, Lord. Meditating is eating the supernatural. And I didn't write it down, but I was praying, walking or something. And he says, meditation is supernatural medicine. It is. He give you the answer. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, y'all ain't following me. Y'all answering too slow. Too low. Oh, man. Meditating is eating the supernatural. Meditating is seen from heaven perspective and manifesting heaven on earth. Yeah, go back to Joshua 1:8 and look at it. See if there's not. Go back to Joshua 1:8 and look at it. Wow. See what Joshua 1:8 says, right? You ready? Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Meditation gets firmly in the spirit, hearing spiritually, seeing in the spirit, writing in the spirit, and now able to speak in the spirit. Uh-huh. Five ingredients of the supernatural. Right in your note, Revelation 3:20 through 22. Psalm 119, 97 through 98, John 5, 39 and 40. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I'm not just standing there. I'm knocking. Yes, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Yes, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and set down my father in his throne.
Yes.
Then he said, verse 22, what he said, read verse 22. He's not talking about hearing a Bible story.
Right.
I believe the deepest hearing you can have is meditation.
Yes, sir.
Even after I preach, you need to meditate what I preach.
Yes.
Get it down in you. Because I, look at this baby, I know a lot of things been, I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
A lot of things been said up in you on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
You set me in a class that is full of promotion.
Yes.
And you don't have to be a pope to get it. Or bishop with all them names they got. You ain't got to be none of that. You ain't got to be no apostle. You ain't got to be none. You're just a child of God. You go there and get out of that word and search that word out.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Stay there till God talk to you. All right. The demonical tricks of meditating on the wrong thing. You know, and a lot of things, we spend more time with it than God.
Right.
Yes, sir. Your favorite program? You ain't going to miss that, but you miss Wednesday night. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You getting it?
Yes, sir.
You a meditator?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Come on out. Now you're going to stand out in the body of Christ because God's looking for a people to stand out in the body of Christ. Not to be sure, but he wants the real Christian to stand up. Somebody who know how to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life in the midst of anything. Somebody who knows all things work together for good for them that love God. Those who, listen to this, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. You called according to his purpose?
Yes.
So when a conflict in situation hits your lifestyle, know this. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Temporary.
Yes, sir.
Stop meditating on what the devil is doing. Whoa! You heard that? Well, how many guilty? Yeah, you some kind of conflict. You think about that thing all the time. Stop! Shut him off. Say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And go find your scripture. Meditate the scripture. When you come back, he's going to be gone. But the reason that is done is because of my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Now, many will argue with that because they know some scripture. Knowing scriptures is not knowledge. It's knowing who the scripture is talking about.
Yes,
it's not it. The scripture ought to bring you to him.
Yes.
The scriptures without him can't answer nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what our relationship with God, we must know, is a spiritual transaction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My spirit and God's spirit.
Amen.
God gave me his spirit. I got a divine, 2 Peter 1, I got a divine nature on the inside of me that works by faith and grace. Oh, my God. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow my words.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want everybody to say hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his name.
My life
is changed
forever.
Tonight.
And you go back. I'll go back and listen to this tape two or three times. Me, myself. I listen at him. I ain't listening to me. I'm listening to the Holy Ghost. And I found out something I said, I didn't know what I was saying. It's deeper than that. See, you leave here tonight and don't listen to this no more, but you need to listen to it over and over again because there's some high say, Lord, deep cycles in the spirit that the Lord is putting on the church tonight because of all these cultures. See, with the revelation you're hearing now, these cultures don't mean nothing. You look at them and say, no, get out of my faith because my God is bigger than that, deeper than that, stronger than that. Sure, they might have more money temporarily. Unless you can send your testimony, I'm not going to tell your name. When something good happened to you, you get a lot of money. You know, I got a deal right now. It's $715,000 a young man got blessed with because he's a soul. And he said, when I was talking about that, he wanted to say it, but some people don't want you to know that they got that kind of money. Because you might give him a call. So I'm not out on putting people's name out unless they want me to put it out. But I need them testimonies need to know. I know I got a bunch of testimonies of people getting all kind of breakthrough because of the anointing. And I'm thankful. I praise his holy name. All right, where we at? 1 Corinthians 2 what? Where I told you to go? I'm going to find it. 1 Corinthians 2:9, right? 1 Corinthians 2:9. Go to 2.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you had. That's what I was supposed to have. 9. But it's written, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. See that word reveal? Huh? Actually, verse 9 and 10 are meditative verses. You can go deeper into the realm of the Spirit. I don't pray God. Man, how can I say this? I know everybody on the sound of my voice have had situations, and many tonight still got situations you're dealing with. Take this meditative anointing. He gonna show you what scripture. I mean, just pick your Bible up and start talking to him and start reading in James or any way you want to read. And he gonna tell you, and then you stop there and romantically love him. You know, our word is, let me manifest. Let me manifest. Well, I think this meditation is a powerful requirement of manifestation. I think you're in a different position. You have already prayed 15 hours. And you've read the scriptures 15 hours. But now, I think the Lord is showing us a shifting point in the spirit. Ooh, I feel anointed.
Yes.
And what he's showing you, here's what I'm hearing, how to move out and move in.
Yes.
Move out of that situation and move in what belongs to you. And nobody can stop you. But you got to be in tune to the Spirit. You know, all the years I've been ministering, I haven't ministered on meditation much because I couldn't go no deeper with the realm that I was working in. Men and women I was around, they wasn't going no deeper into it, because tonight this is real deep. I don't know. I get a Holy Ghost credit. But you'll never be the same. Because he's going to remind you. Oh, he's going to remind you. You start crying and sniffing. Am I going to make? He's going to remind you. Come here. Go get them notes. Feed. And I might close with this. You're not. This one tonight, this is going to be a shock to you. It's going to be a shocking fact in the spirit. Turn to Mark chapter 5. I'm going to make a statement that you're going to see something. Mark chapter 5. We're still talking about meditation. This going to blow your world. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. you're gonna take you a while to believe this. It's gonna take you a while to receive this. But once you receive it, it's all over. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, what? 12 years, a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
Had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, right? But rather grew what?
Worse.
Now watch it now, because somebody about to come out. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, that statement in verse 27 is a cluster of all what about to happen. But in verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now, you listening?
Yes, sir.
She meditated that.
Yep.
I felt the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
She kept going over and over again.
Yes.
If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be. See, she hadn't done nothing yet. She heard about it.
Yes.
And got her a meditative statement.
Yes.
So, You just can't, don't have to meditate just the Bible. You meditate what the Spirit give you to meditate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good, sir.
She meditated that so long that when she got out there, it had to happen. Can you see some things in the past that you could have handled different? Can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, you meditate the answer.
Yes.
Don't meditate the problem.
Yes, sir. That's good.
That's good.
See, she went to many physicians. I told you, meditation is medicine.
Yeah.
Now, I know them doctors give her a lot of medicine, but she had never tasted this medicine. You see it?
Yes, sir.
She meditated. She look what it sounds like. Look what it said. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Verse 28, for she said, if I may, she hadn't done nothing yet now.
Uh-huh.
If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And I got here on the footnote for that verse. The demonical tricks of meditating on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
She could have been thinking about them doctors and the blood. The blood was still rolling, you know. But she got something else. Mm-hmm. Only could touch the hem of his garment. She was a meditator, which caused manifestation in her body when she connected her manifestation with faith action. Whew. Then you got Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. You know both of them voice. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And the Bible said, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those two verses, I'm going to make a statement about those two verses. Meditating takes you into the spirit realm. The realm of Hebrews 11, 1, Hebrews 11, 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those are two powerful voices, but you got to be taken into that realm. Meditating take you into the spirit realm. I won't be able to finish this tonight. Oh, I know you're going to love this one. You can't talk, trick, or trap a meditator out of their victory. You can't talk, trick, or trap a meditator out of their victory. And that's Psalm 23. I mean, if you don't have nowhere to go, go to Psalm 23. Yeah, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thou rod and thy staff. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. What's going on? Anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I remember he talked about a green pasture and still water. But before he could lead him in the path of righteousness, he had to restore his soul.
Yes.
Meditation brings revelation. Revelation brings restoration. Holy Ghost just said that to me. I have it here. See. So. Meditation brings revelation, and revelation brings restoration. Then after that, R-E-S-T. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. He said, what do you say I do? I give you rest. But there's a way to come to him. And we've been trying to come to him, I don't know if this is a word, formatically, through forms. But we have to get to him in the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's end. Because I was in the spirit, I heard. And because I was in the spirit, I saw some things. And because I was in the spirit, I could write like these men wrote by divine inspiration.
Yeah.
That you can, oh!
Yes.
You can write by divine inspiration a personal traveling trail for you.
Yes.
Yes. God will speak to you. He used scripture, but he'll tell you a certain way about a subject. I many times in this ministry, oh my God, God told me some things I had to be in the spirit to follow him.
Yes, sir.
He don't talk in English. See, he talks supernatural. And so you got to trust him. You just got to trust him, because he sometimes gonna give you some sideways statement that you never heard before. Now you really gonna have to meditate. Meditating, I hear it, Lord. Meditating is always investigating your victory. Write that down. You will begin to manifest what you meditate. A meditator become what they meditate. A meditator becomes who they meditate. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. I'm about to go a little over tonight. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 through 10. Meditating bring you to this divine position. Look at Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Keep going. Keep going. 5:3-5. Oh my. Where is that, Lord? 3:5-6. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. What happened? You think you'll take it a failure? No. Go to the next verse. Be not wise in thy own eye. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Go to the next verse. Oh, hallelujah. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. Verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. And then verse 10. What? So shall your barn be filled with plenty. Now, I press your boys have a new one. Now, I got to tell you, Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I've proven all that. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Joanne, you understand what I'm saying? I've proven that.
Yes, sir.
God, you heard me, son?
Yes, sir.
I've proven that. What I'm preaching, I'm living.
Yes, sir.
It has already happened in my life.
Yes, sir.
So it's not secondhand information.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Try to preach something to you that ain't waiting for me.
That's good.
A pastor saying all that stuff, why he so down? You never saw me down. You never will see me down.
Because
I got my hand in his hand. I'm proud of my God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Think I can meditate my way out of anything. I can meditate my way into anything. So I'm not up your daughter preaching secondhand information. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Isn't that wonderful? Shh. Right a close. Shh. The revelation of meditation will secure your victories. You're being taught how to win, and give God his glory daily by carrying out his assignment in power. Meditation graduation do not exist, for it brings forth unending revelation of God Almighty. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Holy Spirit is the author and manifester of the God kind of meditation. That's 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. We looked at it earlier. Listen to this. A real meditator is an investigator in the spirit realm, becoming able to step out in the supernatural realm at all times. And I just quoted that scripture, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. If you don't know how to meditate, listen, if you don't know how to meditate, you have to depend upon a failing system. John 10:10, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come.
Yep.
And you got to meditate to find out. Isaiah 55:8-9, verse 11. I'm skipping some of these verses, y'all. Y'all got to get them. Oh, I know you want to hear this one. Meditation, discernment, and affirmment are beyond Satan's traps. Meditation, discernment, and affirmment are beyond Satan's traps. Meditators are beyond motivator speaker. Able to function in the spirit realm with good supernatural success. I'm going to give you two psalms I want you to go into. I know you know them. The 23rd psalm and the 91st psalm are clear meditators' victories. I meditated Psalm 91. I mean, I got wild. Oh, my God. I found I got a personal angel. Go with me everywhere I go. Ooh. Now, you got one, too. But until you acknowledge him, it's not going to do you no good. Thank you for being with me. Meditation had to do with spiritual thinking, heart thinking, and mind thinking. Connection, direction, perfection, and protection. Connection, direction, perfection, and protection. Meditating is chewing the word for digestion. Now, stand up, I'm going to give you this prophet. Stand up. I listened to it very carefully. When I was studying, he gave me this prophecy. There is more to come, son. Moving in the spirit. Yielding to revelation. Receiving manifestations. Rejoicing in demonstration. Living far above situation. Letting the presence of God handle every situation. Making decision that cannot be denied, for they already decided from the supernatural side. The outpouring of your victories are ready to resurrect now. You heard that?
Yes.
The outpouring of your victories are ready to resurrect now. The angels are rolling the stones away. The wells are full and the rivers are overflowing. The thunder may be loud and the clouds are heavy, but the glory is roaring. Victory is mine. Yes, thanks be to God. Victory is mine.